This is the BBC World Service. We present The Toff and the Runaway Bride, a radio serial in six parts, dramatized by Roy Lomax, based on the novel by John Creasy. Starring Terence Alexander as The Toff, with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Part 6, Confrontation in Paris.
Now, I want to give you some good advice, Mr. Rollison, and it's free. Are you listening?
I am.
There's a plane leaving for London in 15 minutes. You take my advice and be on it.
And if I'm not?
Oh, well, that's a different matter. You're getting yourself involved in some very tricky business, Mr. Rollison. Very dangerous business.
You don't say.
I do. And if you go on the way you are, well, I wouldn't like to answer for the consequences. Now, you get out while you can. Be on that plane, Mr. Rollison.
Thank you for your concern.
I'm sure you'll do the sensible thing, Mr. Rollison. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Le vol d'Air France, numéro 950, en provenance de Milan, via Nice, va atterrir avec quelques minutes de
retard. Oh. Judge from what you say, sir, a rather frightening telephone call.
That was clearly the object, Jolly. Not exactly welcome to Paris.
Indeed not, sir. Are you taking the threat seriously?
I must, Jolly, no question about that. No, we're obviously getting too close for someone's comfort.
I see. And what do you intend to do now, sir?
Oh, what do you think? Oh, come on, Jolly, we're wasting time here. Let's find a taxi.
Taxi! Taxi!
Ah, oh, good, yes, he's seen us.
Monsieur?
37 Rue de Gaspard, s'il vous plaît.
Yes, monsieur.
After you, Jolly.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Jolly?
I've been thinking.
What is it?
Well, sir, apart from Scotland Yard, no one else knew you were coming to Paris.
Well, obviously, somebody must have done.
Exactly, sir. But I was just wondering if, by chance, you may have mentioned the fact to someone in passing.
I don't think so. Wait a minute, Jolly. You know, it had completely slipped my mind.
What, sir?
Robert Lorne, he knew.
Really?
Yes, when he came to the flat this morning, he noticed a street map of Paris.
I recall, sir. I left it on the table.
That's right, he saw it. Yes, I told him I was hoping to come over to Paris.
I don't suppose, sir... Well, could Mr. Lorne be the person who telephoned, sir? We know he is in Paris at the moment.
Robert? Oh, no, it certainly wasn't Mr. Lorne. Apart from all else, I'd recognize his voice anywhere.
A voice can be disguised, sir.
Not Robert's, no. Anyway, he has everything to gain from my coming to Paris.
It did just occur to me, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Jolly, no. I'm pleased you reminded me, but I must admit there is something about the voice of our mysterious caller, something vaguely familiar.
Not Major Lessing, sir.
No, I'm sure of that. At least I think so. It's very difficult to be sure of anything in this case.
Indeed it is, sir.
I always seem to be just one step behind. Give me a straightforward crime any day, Johnny.
Excusez-moi, monsieur, c'est la rue de Gaspin.
Oh, good.
Not exactly a salubrious area, sir.
Oh, don't be deceived, Jolly. In France, it's the interiors that matter.
And this is number 37, monsieur.
Thank you. Listen, driver, would you mind waiting for us a little further down the road?
Certainly, monsieur.
I don't know how long we'll be, but...
I will wait, monsieur.
Oh, thank you. Oh, come along, Jolly. Let's see what we can find out about the late Mrs. Rose Lessing.
Ah, here it is, sir. Apartment 8. There's a name card, sir.
Yes, excuse me, Jolly. Monsieur et Madame Guy Lessing. Well, that's plain enough.
Shall I ring the bell, sir?
No, just one moment.
Yes, sir.
We know the murdered Mrs. Rose Lessing lived here.
Yes, sir.
Now, I've been assuming that when Guy left England, the last thing he would do would be to bring Barbara here, to this address.
In case the police would call.
Well, yes, he's a murder suspect. He'd want to keep away from known addresses.
But it's a possibility they may be here, sir.
You can't rule it out, Johnny.
In that event, Should I wait for you out here?
Yeah, I think so. And keep your eyes open. We wouldn't want to be interrupted.
Of course, sir.
Right. Let's see if there's anyone at home.
What will you do if there is no one in the flat, sir?
We have the skeleton keys, Jolly.
Yes, sir, but... entering premises without permission.
I know. Very naughty. Try again, Jolly.
I think we're going to be unlucky, sir.
What's that?
I didn't hear anything, sir.
Oh, there.
Oh, it's coming from the flat, sir.
There's someone in trouble. The keys, Jolly.
Yes, sir.
It's an ordinary lever lock. Shouldn't be too difficult. Ah, there.
Well done, sir.
Not really. The door wasn't locked. Inside, Jolly, quick.
Help me, please.
There, sir. By the table.
Ah, yes. Here, give me a hand, Jolly. You're English?
Yeah. I can't move.
Oh, you'll be all right now.
Get me a drink in the other room.
Jolly, see if you can find some brandy, will you?
Yes, sir.
Ah, let's have a look at you.
Right, mister. I'll fix you. What?
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah. I'll get you, Ronison.
Drop that knife.
Damn you.
Drop it.
My arm.
Oh. Right, laddie.
Mr. Ronison, what is it?
There wasn't much wrong with him, Jolly.
But that knife, he attacked you, sir.
Yes, we walked right into a little trap. Thank heavens it didn't work.
Shall I call the police, sir?
No, not just yet, but we'll make sure he doesn't try any more tricks. Yes, the curtain cords, that should hold him.
Yes, sir. Here you are, sir.
Right, Jolly, you tie his feet, will you?
Could this be the man who telephoned you?
No, I don't think so. Oh, he's coming round. Okay, Jolly?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
That's got him. Oh, come on, laddie, let's be hearing from you.
What happened? What are you doing?
What are you doing here?
No, I can't tell you anything.
All right, Jolly, ring the police. A case of attempted murder.
Yes, sir.
No, don't go to the police. I'll tell you what I know.
That's better. Now, what are you doing here?
Somebody brought me.
And who was that? Come on, his name. Come on, his name.
Lorne. Robert Lorne.
Goodness gracious.
Well, what was he doing here?
I don't know.
You'd prefer to tell the police about...
No, please. He'd come to see his daughter.
Barbara? Well, you saw her here. Was she here when you arrived?
Yes.
Well, where is she now?
Well, she went off with Mr. Lorne.
Oh, sir.
Highly unlikely.
It's true.
She just walked away quietly with her father. I don't believe it. Now, come on, what happened?
Well, I made some coffee for him, and he'd given me something to put in a cup. She was out cold before she knew it.
Now, go on.
Well, I put her in the back of Mr. Lorne's car, under a rug. Then he drove off.
If that drug's dangerous...
No, it'll wear off in half an hour or so.
Then Mr. Lorne would not be taking her very far away, sir.
Right. Does Mr. Lorne have an apartment in Paris?
Well, I don't know. I've never worked for him before.
By work, you mean murder.
Well, I wasn't going to kill you, Mr. Rollison. Honest. He just paid me to knock you about a bit.
With a knife?
Well, I wouldn't have used it. I just had to put you out of action. Lock you in a cupboard.
But why should Mr. Lorne want that, sir?
Good question, Jolly. Well?
He said he wanted you out of the way. For tonight.
I wonder what's on for tonight, Jolly.
Indeed, sir.
I've told you all I know, Mr. Rollison. Let me go now. I won't give you any more trouble.
Yes, that's the next question. What to do about you?
How do you mean?
Well, at the moment, it's either the police...
But you said it...
That's right. Or this. Terribly sorry about that, old chap.
Sir, why did you hit him?
Oh, no alternative, Jolly.
But the police...
Jolly, if we brought the police in, there'd be questions, investigations, God knows what. We haven't time for that. Barbara's in Paris. We know that now.
And in some danger,
yes,
sir.
Yes, I can't understand that. From her father, of all people, but... But if she's here, the chances are that Guy's in Paris as well.
But we will inform the police about this person, sir.
Oh, of course we will, Jolly. But what are we going to do with him right now?
When we came out of the lift, sir, I did notice a small service room, only a step or two from the entrance to this flat.
Oh, that's it, Jolly. Yeah, we'll stick him in there.
He may be discovered, sir.
We'll have to chance it. Now, come on, the sooner we can get him out of the way, right. The sooner we can start searching this flat.
Yes.
Check the landing, will you?
Very well, sir. The coast seems clear.
Good.
There's the service room, sir.
Yeah, it's not far. Ah, oh, thank God you noticed it.
It's just fortunate the door was open, sir.
Damn, somebody coming up in the lift. Quick, get him in.
Yes, sir.
You stay in there with him.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll get back to the flat, just in case.
Yes, sir.
I wonder wonder who that is. Well.
Guy! Thank God! I've come as soon as... Well, who the devil are you?
It's Major Carruthers, isn't it?
Yes. I'm Tony Carruthers.
I'm sorry, I'm Richard Rollison. We did meet some time ago.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Of course. Guy's engagement party.
That's right, come in.
Sorry if I was a bit abrupt. I didn't expect anyone else. Guy said he was alone.
He didn't know I was coming to Paris.
Oh, I see. He is here in the flat.
Well, no, I'm afraid not.
Well, did he leave a message when he'd be back?
I don't think so. You see, he wasn't here when I came.
Well, how the devil did you get in?
Well, the door was open and...
This is damned annoying. I've got people waiting for me at home. But I had to come when Guy rang.
You expected Guy to be here?
Well, of course. He asked me to be here. God, he was in a state.
Well, he seemed worried.
Well, that's an understatement. Anyway, he said he needed help. Urgently. Matter of life and death, you know.
Yeah.
Not like Guy to get into a panic. You know anything about it, do you?
Yes, it's a long story, though, I'm afraid.
Guy's in trouble?
Yes, serious trouble. And he's going to need all the help he can get. That's why I'm in Paris.
Well, Rollison, Guy and I have been friends since we were boys. We joined the army together. Same regiment. And you get to know a man in the army.
Yes.
He's a damn good soldier, and believe me, a damn good friend. I'll give him all the help I can.
Oh, that's marvellous.
Anyway, what's it all about? This mess he's mixed up in.
As I said, it's a long story, but... Well, you know he was married yesterday.
Yes, I was sorry not to get over for the wedding. Barbara's a lovely girl. She'll be good for Guy.
I hope she'll have the opportunity.
Oh, what's the problem?
Well, since the wedding, two other Mrs. Guy Lessings have turned up, and they've both been murdered. And Guy's the number one suspect.
Oh, I don't believe it. Can't be true.
I'm afraid it is.
But Guy hasn't been married before. Damn it, I'd know if anyone did. And murder? Oh, no.
Well, the evidence, what there is of it, points to Guy.
Well, this is incredible. What about Barbara? Does she know?
Yes, she found out just after the wedding. In fact, she left him. But she's on his side now.
Good for her. What about you? Are you on his side?
Well, I want to help him. That's why I'm in Paris. But I must admit, I'm not optimistic.
Look, come on, Rollison. Guy's going to need his friends. You can't let him down now.
I don't intend to. Look, you know him as well as anyone. Yes. Do you think he fully recovered from the accident?
Well, that's 4 years ago.
I know, but the blackout, loss of memory.
Yeah, he went through a bad time just afterwards, but he's been right as rain in the last year or two. Well, why do you ask?
Well, the first marriage was just over 3 years ago.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. Was he under the influence sort of thing?
Yes.
Well, that's stretching it a bit, isn't it? I mean, marriage is not the sort of thing a chap forgets. Anyway, I'd have known if he was married. And I promise you, he wasn't.
Well, that could be useful evidence for Guy.
Well, I'll do anything to help. Will you take it?
No, you answer it. Your French will be better than mine.
Hello?
Tony? Is that you?
Guy! Where are you? I expected you to be home when I came.
I'm sorry, Tony. I just couldn't sit around waiting at the Rue de Gaspin. And I might be traced there.
But you wanted to see me.
Yes, I do. Is Barbara with you?
No.
How did you get into the flat?
The door was unlocked.
Oh, she must have gone out for a moment.
Yes, I suppose so.
Look, I'm sorry to put you to more trouble, old man, but would you mind if we met somewhere else? A café. I think it'd be better.
Yes, anywhere. You know that.
You know the Café Corvée? Near the Gare du Nord Metro.
Well, I can find it.
I'm ringing from there. Can you make it soon?
Give me half an hour. Oh, just a minute, Guy. Shall I tell him you're here?
No, better not.
What is it? Is someone with you?
No. Thought I heard someone at the door.
Oh. Well, I'll see you in half an hour, then.
Yes, at the Café Courveur. Bye.
Bye, Tony.
I felt terrible about that, Rollison.
I think it was best not to tell him.
I suppose so. You know, I feel bad just sitting here, talking about him in his own flat. And the poor man's afraid to be here. God, what a business.
Yeah, but you're going to see him.
Of course. I've got to do something to help him.
Look, when you see him at the cafe, do you think you could persuade him to come back here?
You mean the three of us talk it over?
Yes, we can sit down and work out what's best for Guy. I'll wait for you here. Are you all right, Dolly?
It's,
It's a little confined, sir, but yes, I am all right.
And our friend?
Still unconscious, sir.
Good. Well, we'll leave him in here for a while. Jolly, I want you to nip down and pay off the taxi.
He's been waiting for a long time, sir.
Yes, and we're certainly going to be here for another hour or two.
Really?
I've just been talking to Tony Carruthers. He's gone to meet Major Lessing and bring him back here.
That's good news, sir.
Well, it's progress, at least. Off you go. Oh, and will you thank the driver for being so patient?
Of course, sir. I won't be gone more than 2 or 3 minutes.
Hello?
Ah, Major Lessing?
I'm not...
Major Lessing, I have news. Très important.
Yes?
It's about the English woman, your wife.
Go on.
If you wish to help your wife, you go immediately to apartment 6, 14 Rue Charlot, near Les Invalides.
Now, wait a minute.
Number 14, Rue Charlot, apartment 6. Do you understand, Major Lessing?
Well, have you seen my wife?
Go quickly, monsieur. There's little time.
Look, who are you? Oh, damn, he's rung off. I wonder where Jolly put that street map.
I've paid off the driver's... What is it, sir?
A street map of Paris, Jolly. We did bring one.
Yes, sir. I have it here.
Oh, good. Spread it out on the table, will you? Now then, Rue Charlot.
What are you looking for exactly,
the
sir?
The Rue Charlot. Ah, here, Les Invalides.
May I ask why, sir?
Later, Jolly. Oh, here we are. Good. Now, it's only a few minutes' walk from here. Right, Jolly, bring the map just in case.
Where are we going, sir?
To number 14, Rue Charlot.
But, sir, Majors Carruthers and Lessing. They will be here in an hour's time. Should we not wait?
Can't afford to, Jolly. This is urgent. Anyway, with luck, we may be back here in time to meet them.
Rollison!
Hello, Robert.
What the devil are you doing here?
I come for Barbara.
Listen. There's going to be no more of your meddling. I'm her father and I
won't... For God's sake, act like it, man. I want to see her.
I told you there's going to be no more of your interference.
And I want to see her now. Out of my way, Robert. Oh, where is she?
You can't come barging in here.
Barbara? Barbara!
Barbara, for God's sake. Get out, Robertson. Get out of here before I...
Before you what? Call the police? I hardly think so. Hold still, Barbara. I'll try and get this thing out of your mouth. There.
Oh... Richard, Richard...
All the idiotic thing, Robert. It's all right, Barbara. Let's untie these ropes. Robert, I swear you must have gone out of your mind. There, that's better, Barbara.
Oh, Richard, thank heavens you came.
Do you feel well enough to walk?
Yes.
You stay where you are.
Come along, Barbara.
That's enough, Rollison.
Richard, he's got a gun.
Don't force me to use it, because I will.
Robert, listen to me. This nonsense has gone quite far enough. You surely don't expect me to believe that you'd actually shoot your own daughter.
No, not her. You... You've done nothing but interfere in this affair.
Daddy, Richard's been trying to help me because I asked him...
Don't you believe it, my girl. All he's done is to aid in a better-known murderer.
I've told you before, Robert, in spite of the way things appear, I think that it is quite possible that Guy's innocent.
Two women have been murdered. If he didn't do it, who did?
Unfortunately, I can't give you a name at the moment. Now, come along, Robert.
Stand still.
Daddy, don't.
Listen to me, Barbara. I may not have been much of a father to you.
Oh, don't say that.
There are things you don't know. Things perhaps you ought to know.
Such as, Robert?
Not now. I'm doing my damnedest to protect Barbara's life.
From whom?
Lessing, of course. I want him here, standing in front of this gun.
Oh, no.
But tell me, Robert, how do you intend to find him?
I don't have to find him. He's coming here.
Oh, I hardly think so.
He's on his way now.
But how?
Well, there was a telephone call just before you came, Richard. I heard Daddy talking to someone.
Who?
That doesn't matter. What I want to know, Rollison, is how you knew where to find me.
I'll ask the questions, Robert. Why did you try to have me stopped in London, and why did you tell that chauffeur to put me out of action?
Because I don't trust you. I've been warned about you.
Who warned you?
That doesn't matter.
What did they say?
Only what I ought to have known for myself. All you're interested in is what you can get out of this.
Oh, Dad!
Now, look here.
You might as well save your breath, Rollison. I have nothing to say to you.
Perhaps you were told that if I discovered the truth, I'd blackmail you even worse than they were doing.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Daddy, you're being blackmailed? How? Why?
I'll explain it to you later, Barbara.
If you take my advice, Robert, you'll do it now.
I told you, stay out of it.
You are in this far deeper than you realize. Now get out while you can.
Listen to him, Daddy. Tell him about it so that he can help.
I can't.
It's concerning Barbara's money, isn't it? You've found a way to get it for yourself.
It's not like that, Robertson. I never intended an outright fraud, only to tide me over for a difficult patch.
But, Daddy, you only had to ask me.
I have my pride, Barbara.
Yes, Robertson, look where it got you. Involved in two murders.
But that was Lessing.
I think not.
Nor do I.
Well, don't look at me, the two of you. I'm not a murderer.
For what it's worth, Robert, I believe you.
You could never kill anyone, Daddy. I know that.
As I said, Robert, it's still not too late for you to wipe the slate clean, at least with Barbara.
Of course it isn't. Well, don't get into any more trouble, Daddy.
You don't understand. There's nothing I can do.
Well, you could put that gun down for a start.
Very well.
That's better. Now, you seem to think that Guy Lessing will be coming here, and I'm expecting to meet him somewhere else.
Well, he can't be in both places at the same time.
Obviously. But one thing I am sure of is that being here is not safe for Barbara, or for you, for that matter.
Well, what do you want us to do, Richard?
Both of you leave here at once.
You're absolutely sure that Lessing's innocent?
Now, yes.
Well, if you think it's best to leave...
Not so fast.
Well, well. If it isn't Holy Joe.
The man outside the church.
And complete with gun, no less.
Listen, you...
You shut up, Lorne. If you know what's good for you.
Careful, Robert. He's killed at least twice before.
How right you are, Rollison.
You? You killed those poor women?
They were in my way.
My God.
Barbara. Lessing. Honestly, I thought it was him. I was told...
Stop whining, Lorne. You were ready enough to believe anything bad about Lessing.
And the fact that he was already married...
Just wasn't true either.
My God.
Why? Why did you have to do this to us?
I could answer that, Barbara.
Go on, Tuff. Show them how clever you are.
You must have been dabbling with Barbara's fortune and got in too deep, Robert.
All I needed was time. A year. 2 years.
And somebody caught you at it and included himself in.
He threatened to expose me.
But who was it, Daddy? Not this dreadful man.
I don't know who he is. I've never spoken to him before.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Watch it, Rollison.
The telephone call a little while ago to say that Guy was coming here.
It wasn't his voice.
Holy Joe is a man of many parts.
More than you would guess.
And certainly the man who asked me to meet him at Waterloo Road and then rang me at London Airport.
I gave you fair warning, Mr. Rollison.
That's the voice. It was you who telephoned me.
A very talented performer. Capable of impersonating a woman as well, I would imagine.
Then it was you who telephoned me before my wedding and said Guy was already married?
If you had called it off, woman...
But fortunately, she didn't.
Oh, my God, it's all my fault. I never dreamed it would turn out like this.
Don't worry, Daddy. As soon as Guy gets here...
Yeah, he's taking his time.
That was a shrewd move of yours, Joe.
Oh, there was nothing to it. When I rang him at the cave, he jumped at the idea.
Yeah. Yes, I suppose he would.
Barbara! Barbara!
Guy! Oh, Guy, be quiet, damn you!
Barbara! And you, Richard?
Careful, Lessing.
What? Who the blazes are you?
I said be careful.
Stand quiet,
the man's
still,
a
Guy.
Homicidal maniac.
Oh, Guy, it's all right. It's all right. They know you're innocent.
Yes, Lessing, I'm sorry.
Oh, how touching.
But not very satisfactory for you. You're done for now, Joe.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You'll never get away with this.
Oh, I shall. Don't you worry. It's going to be an accident. Two accidents, in fact.
I take it that Guy is going to shoot me.
Of course. And then somebody will have to kill him. That's only justice.
Oh, my God. Daddy, stop him.
Don't worry.
Stop that gun.
Like hell, I do not.
Daddy! As for you, Rollison, be careful, Guy.
Come here, you swine.
Guy!
Get you, Lessing.
That's what you think.
Oh, God. Guy. The gun, get the gun.
I ought to kill
me
him.
The gun. Help Barbara and see to her father.
Barbara, I'm sorry.
Don't move.
Sorry.
We'll get you a doctor.
Guy, would you mind opening the door?
Of course, Richard.
And as for you, Holy Joe, you can drop the pretense.
Oh, Major Lessing, we heard the shots.
Come in, Jolly.
I am Inspector Richon de la police, monsieur.
Two men have been shot, Inspector.
If you will telephone for the ambulance, monsieur.
Of course.
Oh, sir, how are you?
Just a flesh wound, I think, Johnny.
Thank goodness. This is Inspector Richon.
Monsieur Rollison.
Inspector, glad to meet you.
Monsieur, your Inspector Ellerby of Scotland Yard, he asked me to keep one eye on you.
Thought as much. There's your man, Inspector.
Is he wounded, sir?
No, Major Lessing gave him one of the best. He's coming round.
Oh...
Remove his beard, will you, Johnny?
Sir?
Oh, it's a false one.
Very good, sir.
Here, what are you doing?
There, sir. Good gracious. It's Major Carruthers.
Yes. A good show, Carruthers, but not quite good enough. They'll put you away for a long time.
A year or two doesn't worry me.
I rather fancy it'll be longer than that. British justice doesn't take a light view of murder.
I haven't done anything serious. I only married those two women in Lessing's name to discredit him. They must have been murdered by the real Holy Joe. Not by me. I was only impersonating him.
I'm sorry to disillusion you, but the drowned body of Holy Joe was taken from the River Thames today. He'd been there quite a long time. You haven't got an alibi, Carruthers.
Damn! But I nearly had you fooled, Rollison.
Nearly. Except for one slip, you might just have got away with it.
And what was that?
A few moments ago, you said that you telephoned Guy at the cafe.
What about it?
Really, don't you remember? It was only you and I knew he would be there. As soon as you said that, I knew it had to be Tony Carruthers.
It sounds very interesting, Monsieur Rollison, but I must take the prisoner away.
Of course, Inspector. I'm sure you're quite welcome to him.
I shall telephone Inspector LRB and says you had brought the affair to a successful conclusion.
Thank you, but please say that we did it. We must always give the police the credit they deserve.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jolly.
And how is the shoulder this morning?
Oh, it's just a little stiff. Quite strong enough for me to lift a cup of tea.
Good, sir. The morning papers and the telegram.
Oh, read it for me. There's a good chap.
It's from Major and Mrs. Lessing.
Oh, read on, Jolly, do.
Father out of danger.
Good.
Have settled our differences.
Excellent.
Thank you, Richard, for everything. Thank you for being such a wonderful friend. Love, Barbara and Guy.
Well, it couldn't be better.
As you say, sir.
I'm sure they included you in their thanks, Jolly.
No, sir, they did not.
Oh, but knowing them, I'm sure it was their intention.
No, sir. You see, they also sent me a telegram.
Really? Isn't that nice?
It is indeed, sir.
Yes. As cases go, this certainly wasn't of the usual variety.
No, sir. But what is important is that you brought it to a successful conclusion.
Yes, I suppose you're right. But there's only one problem, Jolly.
Sir?
What do we do with ourselves now?
Excuse me whilst I answer the telephone, sir. You never know. It could be another request for your help.
Yes, you never know, Jolly. You never know.
That was the last episode of The Toff and the Runaway Bride, dramatized by Roy Lomax, based on the novel by John Creasy, starring Terence Alexander as the Toff, with Robert Dorning as Jolly. Carruthers was played by David Graham, Guy Lessing by Alan Cuthbertson, Robert Lorne by Kevin Brennan, Barbara Lessing by Rosalind Shanks, and Inspector Richomme by Jean Drian. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was John Fawcett Wilson.
After all that excitement in the City of Love, tomorrow the Honourable Richard Rollison is turning his attention to matters back on home turf when he's offered a Sussex small holding. Is there a catch? Of course there is. It's The Toff on the Farm, tomorrow in the Crime and Thrillers.